Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's a game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming shows in Minneapolis on October 19th and 20th. And in Seattle, November 30th and December 1st. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jennifer Lublin from Maplewood, New Jersey.
Maplewood, New Jersey. That is not far from where I grew up. What do you do there?
An OBGYN.
Really? So you're really? Actually increasing the number of New Jerseyans in this world.
I am doing that.
I know.
Not on my own, but...
Jennifer, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to read for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you will be a winner. You ready to play?
I am ready.
Here's your first limerick.
It's a topic that tends to perplex from a source that the teen mind respects. So mom and dad, please, no more birds and the bees. This app lets me learn about...
Sex?
Sex, yes, sex. Every parent dreads the moment they have to have the talk with their child, but thank God, now there's an app for that. It's called Real Talk, and it answers questions about crushes and procreation in a teen-friendly way via text messages with, of course, emojis. So, when a man loves a woman, eggplant taco baby, winky face. Or, and this is great, you can even ask it about sensitive subjects like STDs. Eggplant peach, flames, crying face, doctor. Very sad face.
Oh, right, because the eggplant, no, I got it, sorry.
Here is your next limerick.
A seasonal flavor, I'll dump in twice. Not as powder, but spray, I'll be pumping nice. From lattes and pies to hot dogs and fries, all foods can be flavored with...
spice.
What kind of spice? It's the fall.
Ugh, this again.
Pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice, yes! Perhaps you're one of the many people who are frustrated that there aren't enough pumpkin spice things to eat or drink. Well, now you can solve that problem with the new pumpkin spice food spray.
Ouch.
It costs $11, and you can make sure everything you put in your pea spice hole is... Oh, prime rib, huh? It also is a very effective personal security tool. It's a little aerosol. If this catches on, cities will be filled with staggering, blinded, seasonally scented muggers. Here is your last limerick.
Our dairy fares worse than you think, because teens don't like milk as a drink. It's too white and too flat. Here's some red dye, you brats. We've made our milk fizzy and...
Oh.
Pink.
Yes, pink milk.
Fizzy.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that milk isn't cool. Like, gross, Mom, what am I, Amish? But a pair of milk scientists in Germany have a plan to change this by making milk pink and bubbly.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Sounds great.
Yes.
I think it sounds. And I once had a show on Animal Planet, and I can tell you that yaks naturally have pink milk.
Oh, wow.
That's it.
Take that.
So much for German scientists.
Yeah, take that, German milk scientists. If this sounds tempting to you...
You could have just shaken a yak.
Yeah. Bill, how did Jennifer do in our quiz?
Jennifer, you've got them all right.
Congratulations, Jennifer. Well done. Thanks for playing, Jennifer.